Now we go into a new topic, Hilchos Matnos Kohuna. Those items, those gifts, which a Jew is required to give to the Kohen. There's Chof Dalet 24 Matnos Kohuna. Number one, from an animal, there's the Shoy Kayomin, and there's the Lechi, different parts. We'll see. Hilchos Matnos Kohuna, Alocha Aleph. Al pi ha-toyra vayhi hei marikim sakeim b'simen yud zayin. This halacha is going to be based on chapter 17 in Likut Imran. Ha-nizkar le'el b'hilchas treifas halacha aleph, which we discussed a couple of pages ago in Hilchas treifas halacha aleph. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go another round using that Torah to clarify this topic. Paragraph aleph. U'kedei le'sakein tikin ho'achila b'shleimus. In order for a Jew to perfect his achila, that it should be 100% kosher, that's why one of the requirements is that we must give part of our food to the kohen. This is a form of charity. Tzedakah is a form of tikkun achila, kama shekosuv sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Yud Zayin. Gam tzedakah hi shleimus hadas. We know that tzedakah is also shleimus hadas, v'tikkun abris. Bechinas tzedakah tatzil mimoves kanal. The pasuk says tzedakah saves from death, and we know death is pigam abris, is referred to as moves, and lack of das. Das is called chaim, life. This is why we give this charity, the matnos kohuna, to the kohen, ki hakohen hu bechinas tikkun abris, because kohen represents tikkun abris. We know that the kohanim had many additional laws regarding women than regular Jews do. A kohen can't marry a divorcee, a kohen gadol can't even marry a widow, all the vialkein, so kohen represents tikkun abris. V'alkein al yidei hamatonos shenoisnim nistakenes v'niskasheres habehema shetikuno toloi b'tikkun abris kenizker le'el behilchas shechita halacha beis. And therefore, by us giving as charity part of the behema to the kohen, we're plugging the behema into tikkun abris. And as we learned in hilchas shechita halacha beis, the part of the tikkun of that soul in that animal is the union of tikkun abris. V'chein Omer Azal, and that's the Gemara tells us in Chulin Daf Kuf Lamedalid, Shehazroya v'halchoyayim v'hakeva, that the foreleg and the cheeks and the stomach, Zohu hakoyhanim al yidei Pinchas, the koyhanim were given the schus that all Jews have to give them that portion of the animal because of the act of Pinchas, Shekinei kinas Hashem tzvokois bishvil tikkun abris kemuva, who was strong in the sinyan of tikkun abris. He showed, he killed Zimri and Cosby. He stood up for the union of tikkun abris. Kemuva, as is brought, Shehazroya keneged vayikach roimach biyodoi. The Gemara tells us that these three items that we get correspond to the three things that Pinchas did. It says Pinchas took a spear in his hand with which he stabbed Zimri and Cosby to death. Because of that, we give the right hand of the animal to the Kohen. And then it says he stabbed them in the stomach, El Hakuba. That's why we give the stomach of the animal to the Kohen. And the L'chayayim also, it says this, Shaydeze nistakenes ha-behema. This is part of the tikkun of that behema. V'alkein ein noyagin ha-matonois kiim be-behema. And this is why these matonois only apply to a behema, not to other foods. Ki ba-behemois mizgaber yoise ruach ha-behemius anal. Because in behemois, you have the strongest behemius, the strongest animalisticness, the animalism is in behema. Al kein srichen litein hamatonois kedei lahachnia. That's why you have this extra requirement by a behema that besides shechting, besides salting, besides that, there's another thing of giving part of it to the kohen, giving these special parts to the kohen, because you need the special tikkun abris by behema to be machnia that behemius, that animalistic, spiritual force that's in there. Paragraph Beis, Gam HaKoyen Hu Bechinas HaTalmud Chochem V'Horav HaKolo Mikamen HaFoshois. We know the Koyen also, the Koyhanim also represented the Talmid HaChomim, who's a composite of many souls together. K'may Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Malachi, Ki Sifsei Koyhen Yishmeru Das V'Toyru Yevakshim Yipiyu. The Koyhanim was supposed to be the Rabbonim, the leaders. They were the ones who didn't work. They were dedicated to the Beis HaMikdosh. As the Gemara says, Moed Kotten, Daf Yitzayim. Im Horav, on this Pasuk, Im Horav, Doim Elamalach Hashem Tzvokois, that if your rabbi is like a malach, then learn from him. If not, and it learns it out from this Pasuk, Ki Sifsei Koyhein Yishmeru Das. So we see that the Koyhanim are Rabbonim. They represent important, you know, Vialkein Iker Tikken Hu Achila Bekashrus, Ayde Atztokosh Noisen La Koyhein Daika. And this is why one of the major tikkunim to make the animal kosher is by giving this charity to the Kohen, giving these portions of the animal to the Kohen. Ki Ho Iker Toloi Betzdokosh Noisen La Tzadik, Hakol mikamen afoshos, because this tikkun ho'achila is dependent on tzedaka, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over the Torah Yitzayim. And what kind of tzedaka? Giving tzedaka to a tzaddik, because when you give tzedaka to an individual person, you're giving to one person, or you give to three people. When you give tzedaka to a tzaddik, it could be like you're giving to 1,000 or 100,000 in one shot. A tzaddik is called Shoyrish Neshamas Yisroel. He is a composite of thousands of nefoshos. Thousands of nefoshos are plugged into him, are wired into him. So by giving him, it could be mamishla, as if he gave to 50,000 people in one shot. V'yalkein bris kehuna. Hainu hamatonoi shezocha b'makehanim nikra bris shalom. And this is why the gifts that we give to the Kohanim are referred to as bris shalom. K'may shekos v'etzel Pinchas k'shezocha l'kohuna, as the Pasuk says by Pinchas, when Hashem rewarded him that he would be a Kohen, because originally he was going to be just Aaron HaKohen would be Kohen. It wasn't necessarily that it was going to be passed on to his children. It's in the zchus of Pinchas that Hashem said, now this item of kohuna will stay with you for all generations. V'hoi soloi ulezaroi achrav bris kohuna soilam kihem marbim sholoim. Because the kohanim are the ones who are marbe sholoim. Kihem b'chinas hatzadikim haklule mekama nefoshois shal yodom nisrabe hasholoim. This is the concept of a tzaddik who is a composite of many nefoshois, and therefore when you give tzedaka to him, you're being marbe sholoim. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that marbe tzedaka, marbe sholoim. So again, if you the more tzedaka, the more sholoim. So again, if you give to an individual Jew, you gave to one Jew, you got one unit of sholoim. You give to a tzaddik, you could have made 50,000 units of sholoim. V'alkein osro litein matnas kohuna l'koyin amoritz. And this is why you're not allowed to give the matnas kohuna to a kohen who's an amoritz. Ki ikar chashivos hakoyhanim hu al yidei kedushasam, because the main importance of the kohanim is their kedusha. Ki heim becheskas kedusha yoyser mishar Yisrael, because they are assumed to be more holy than the rest of the Jews. They're supposed to be. They're expected to be. V'alkein ikar hatzdoko roi litein lahem lahafrish lahem iroi v'macholim litein mematnes kuna. And this is why it's only natural that the tzedaka should be going to them more so, to be affected as tikkun achila. Ki ikar tikkun achila toli ayde ze shnoisin tzedaka lemi shemekudesh b'kedusha yisera shukolam nefashos yisera. Because the main tikkun achila is dependent on giving tzedaka to whoever is on a higher level of kedusha, meaning he's a composite of more nefashos. Shaydezer nisrabe hasholim. By doing that, you're increasing the sholim much more. Shaydezer daikon istakin achila, and that's what makes the tikkun achila. Shezer b'chinas tikkun hamizbeach. That's the concept of the tikkun hamizbeach. K'moy shekosov sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Yud Zayin. If you study the Torah there, you see how Rabbeinu Zal makes all the connections. V'zeh shenemar b'matnas kohuna. Ki socher hu lachem chelef avoidaschem. And this is why the Pasuk says there that these matnos kohuna that you're going to be getting are a reward to you for your service. Dahainu shemach mashakoyhanim oiskim tomet ba'avoida shu tikkun ha-mizbeach, because the Kohanim are the ones who are involved in the avoida of the Mishkan, or the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Mizbeach especially, al kein roi liten lohem tzedakah. That's why it's so appropriate to give them tzedakah, dahinu hamatonois, these gifts, because that's how we today perform this, that's how we affect the Tikkun HaMizbeach, you know, to the highest degree. Rav Nosnal adds one more point, paragraph Gimel, the final paragraph of this halacha. Gam b'maymar dirshu Hashem, in addition, in chapter 37 in the first half of Likut Imran, based on what Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, mevoyer shetzdoko hi bechinas tikkun hashchita. There, Rabbeinu Zal shows how tzdoko mamish represents a tikkun for shchita. Kaideze zoichin lebechinas hevel shein boichet. Through the tzdoko that a person gives, he zoichet to have a breath of the mouth that has no sin in it, sheze ikar tikkun hashchita, and that's the main tikkun hashchita, lahalois hanefesh michai lemedaber, to elevate the soul that's in that animal, that's in the category of chai, to elevate it to the level of medaber, which is speech, that hevel pesh ein boichet. Ayin sham, look over there in Torah Lamed Zayin, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. This is the concept of these gifts that we give to the Kohen, which are a form of charity. And that's why this law only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Because the main tzedaka is in Eretz Yisrael. Shaydei tzedaka d'Eretz Yisrael nechlolin bavira dachyo. Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Imran in a few chapters that there's two types of tzedaka. Tzedaka of Eretz Yisrael and tzedaka of Chutz Laretz. And the tzedaka of Eretz Yisrael is obviously on a higher level. Because by giving tzedaka to Eretz Yisrael, you plug into the pure avir of Eretz Yisrael. Bechinas hevel shein boichet, which is this concept of this pure breath that has no sin. Shezehu tikkun hashchita kanal. That's the tikkun hashchita we said, to elevate the nefesh from chai to medaber. Gam al yidei tzedakah d'Eretz Yisrael, hu tikkun hamizbeach, tikkun achila b'yoser. And so too through tzedakah d'Eretz Yisrael, which is tikkun hamizbeach, tikkun achila. Ki Eretz Yisrael, hu aviro dachyo, sheze bechinas avir hanach vazach. Because the avir of Eretz Yisrael is a pure avir, which is what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in the Torah Likutei Imran, in order for the words of Hashem and the words of the Tzaddik to be able to travel far, thousands of miles, you need a pure ear. Because when the air has turbulence in it, when there's a storm or winds blowing, if you talk to somebody who's 5 feet away from you, he can't hear you. When the air is very calm and quiet, then you can speak quietly and somebody could hear you a few hundred feet away. Rabbeinu Zal, the Torah there shows how tzedaka clears the air. Tzedaka generates an avir hanach vahazach. Tzedaka makes friends. It clears the air, you know, that kind of concept. So Rabbeinu Zal says again, tzedaka clears the air, and the air of Eretz Yisrael is the ultimate air. It's avir ad Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, ukshenoisnim shom tzedaka l'kohen, when a Jew in Eretz Yisrael gives tzedaka to the kohen, nizdakech v'nitahir ho'avir b'yoser, that's the ultimate purification of the air. Vaydezeh hu tikkun hamizbeach, tikkun achila, k'mo shekol shom amay v'hi merikim zakeim an shom, and that all results in tikkun hamizbeach, tikkun achila, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Yud Zayin. Ayin Sham. You'll look it over, you'll see all the connections. Baruch Hashem.